I think you said this, but let me make sure about Renaissance Capital's connection, if any, with the Russian government.
So Renaissance Capital is connected to the Russian government through ex-FSB employees who are at the senior level of Renaissance Capital.
Okay. This issue is also important to the committee. That same Russian bank, Renaissance Capital, paid President Bill Clinton $500,000 for a June 2010 speech in Moscow. That same month, Uranium One began the application process for a Russian government-owned company to acquire U.S. uranium assets. The review of this takeover was done by the Committee of Foreign Investments, and Secretary Clinton's State Department was one of the approval authorities. Renaissance Capital reportedly assigned a buy rating to Uranium One, so it raises a number of issues.